Senator John McCain today is beginning a treatment regimen of chemotherapy and radiation. Earlier this month, he announced he'd been diagnosed with a glioblastoma, which is an aggressive type of brain tumor. Physicians say it's a difficult form of cancer to treat, but researchers are working on new ways to try. Ken Altucker writes about some of those efforts. He covers health issues for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. And Ken, glioblastoma is often described as almost always fatal. Is this the type of cancer for which there are maybe some experimental treatments people are working on?
There are things that are in the works right now. As you correctly pointed out, glioblastoma is a very aggressive brain cancer. Typically, the median survival, is how doctors describe it, is just shy of 15 months. So what they do is there's a standard therapy. They try to go in and do some sort of surgery where they could remove the tumor or as much of it as they can. Then they follow that up with radiation and chemotherapy, often simultaneously. But what happens with this particular type of tumor, it is a very aggressive tumor, and it comes back usually. And the nature of it, it's a finger-like tumor that kind of crawls into spaces of the brain that are difficult to reach. So even though if you stamp out part of the tumor through chemotherapy and radiation, just about every time it'll come back and it'll grow stronger.
You mentioned chemotherapy and radiation, which are pretty standard treatments for a lot of forms of cancer. Are there other things that are sort of in the works, maybe in addition to those treatments or maybe instead of those treatments that patients could potentially be looking at?
People usually, they'll go through the standard treatment, and when the tumor comes back, which it usually does, then you go to the next round of experimental treatments. And there are a lot of things in the works on that front that doctors are excited about. But we've been battling this tumor for a long time and not a lot of progress, but there are some things that doctors are hopeful about.
How are scientists and researchers trying to maybe take a different approach or a new approach to treating glioblastoma and maybe getting into some of those hard-to-reach areas of the brain?
I think one of the areas that a lot of people are excited about is something called immunotherapy, which basically seeks to unleash your immune system to fight the cancer, as opposed to the traditional radiation chemotherapy approach. So that's an area that a lot of people are looking toward because it's worked in other forms of cancer. Like, there have been some successes in melanoma and metastatic melanoma that spreads to the other part of the body. So there are a lot of trials, studies underway, trying to see whether that can work on glioblastoma as well.
What stage are some of these trials in? Are these things that patients could potentially have access to?
There are a lot of options right now. People can discuss this with their doctors. In Arizona alone, I counted there are 13 trials that are currently recruiting patients. One thing that people are looking towards, Duke University has an interesting study where they genetically modified the polio virus, and they've brought that back and have found a way to kind of mask the polio virus and get it to the tumor, and they've had some success on that. Still not a lot of longevity in terms of people living with it, but they're studying that further.
Are researchers talking about some of these new treatments as ways to extend the life and maybe allow people to live longer with a glioblastoma? Are they talking about curing it altogether?
Nobody's using the C word yet, but I think that's the goal, that people can live a longer life. And the term they often use is how long can they live without the disease or before the disease comes back? Because keep in mind, when people are getting these experimental treatments, they've already tried the conventional treatments that have failed and the tumor comes roaring back. So they want to get people as much quality time as they can, and that's sort of the goal. Progress has been halting. However, there are treatments on the horizon that doctors are cautiously optimistic about.
Based on some of the conversations you've had with folks working on this issue, have you gotten the sense that Senator McCain's diagnosis has maybe raised awareness of this and maybe made their jobs a little easier in some way as far as maybe funding or getting more recognition of what it is they're trying to do?
Certainly, you think about a decade ago or nearly a decade ago when Senator Kennedy had his diagnosed with glioblastoma as well. One doctor pointed out to me, in the last 10 years, We haven't made a lot of progress. We have a much better understanding of this disease in the next 10 years. Certainly with a high-profile diagnosis like Senator McCain, it will raise awareness on this issue, and I'm sure researchers hope that will open up new funding opportunities for these experimental trials.
Ken Alltucker is a reporter for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. He covers health issues. Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.